Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown. This is another episode of the Dream Take Podcast, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. We are live here on this beautiful Saturday evening in Houston, Texas, to recap tonight's 129-116 loss from the city of Denver between the Nuggets and the Rockets. Tough loss for the Rockets this evening, this game. The Rockets did make it close-ish towards the end, only making it a 13-point loss, but to be 100% honest with you, the game was never that close. The Rockets could have lost this game by 60 points plus. The Denver Nuggets are really, really good. I'm going to be honest with you. They played about as well as you could ask for tonight. Renee Brown is watching. Thank you so much, Mom. You are the greatest. Angelito is here. Always good to hear from you. He asks, how's our Rockets? We'll get into that here in a few minutes. You know, as a grand scheme of how the Rockets look. But let's get to the box score for tonight. First, for the Denver Nuggets, Michael Porter Jr. For people who don't know, what's up, Jerry? Always good to hear from you, my man. For people who don't know about Michael Porter Jr., when he came out of the University of Missouri, he very well could have been the number one pick in the draft that year. This kid is special. Like, this kid can straight flat out ball. And tonight for the Nuggets, he had 39 points on 13 of 21 from the field. 13 of 21 from 8 of 12 from the three-point line. I mean, Michael Porter Jr. played really well tonight. Campazzo, I don't know. So their point guard coming off the bench played in 34 minutes, had 13 assists. Nikola Jokic, who 100% deserves to be the MVP of the league. This guy is a game changer. I mean, the way he approaches the game, how effective he is at impacting the game on both ends of the court is special. I mean, he has qualities that you simply cannot teach. You're just born with. Like the guy tonight, 29 minutes, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, 10 of 14 from the field. PJ Dozier, 23 points. Aaron Gordon, real slow night for him, only had 7 points. Jamichael Green, Rockets killer, had 10 points. Austin Rivers, 9 points. JaVale McGee, 6 points. Getting to the Rockets, a lot of personal best tonight for the Rockets. Armoni Brooks, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. KJ Martin had a nice little game, 18 points, 4 rebounds. DJ Wilson had a heck of a night, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Kelly Olynyk, 21 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Jayshon Tate only played in 21 minutes, I believe. He was hurt, I want to say. They showed him stretching on the sideline, so they probably did not want to get him injured any further than he was at the time, so he only played in 21 minutes. Still at 14 points. Anthony Lamb had a career night, 21 points. He had 1 rebound and 1 assist, but 8 of 14 from the field. And DaQuan Jeffries, 29 minutes, 5 points, 4 rebounds. The Rockets simply are just, they're outmanned right now. You know, you look at Daniel House didn't play. Christian Wood didn't play. Avery Bradley didn't play. John Wall didn't play. DJ Augustine didn't play. Eric Gordon's still out. David Nwaba is out. I mean, you're going to play the Denver Nuggets, who is one of, to be honest with you, the Denver Nuggets are a team I would not want to see in the playoffs. You know, everybody that's talking about the Phoenix Suns, that, you know, people are saying that the Phoenix Suns are going to come out of the Western Conference. I don't know. To be honest with you, I like Denver. I'm a big fan of Denver because I think Denver has the difference between Denver and Phoenix to me is I feel like Denver has more weapons than Phoenix does. You know, you look at Phoenix, and yes, they've got DeAndre Ayton. Yes, they have Chris Paul. Yes, they have Devin Booker. And then they've got guys like Justin Jackson, who I like. But a team like Denver, you've got Michael Porter Jr., you've got Jokic, you've got Gordon, you've got Jamichael Green, you've got Shaq Harrison. Paul Millsap didn't even play tonight. Like, they've got some dudes in Denver. Like, I would pay money to see a matchup between the Nuggets and the Suns. And as a diehard Rockets fan, I don't know how much, you know, playoff basketball I'm going to be watching this year. I'll probably watch a decent amount, probably not every single game, but depending on who plays in the conference titles, I think this year is going to be one of the better playoff years. I think there's six or seven teams that have a legit shot at the title this year. So I think that should be, a lot of fun to watch this year. Jerry Jones asked, wasn't Denver in the Western Conference Finals last year? They were, you know, and they took the Los Angeles Lakers to seven games. And I think I'm a big fan in Denver of Mike Malone, their head coach. Nikola Jokic whines to the referees a little too much for my liking, but so does every superstar in the league. But, you know, just watching tonight, Jokic cries a little too much for me. Angelito says, hope Tank Commander Wall needs more rest the rest of the season so our young core can develop their skills. Yeah, watching the game tonight, it's just, I will say this, right? If you, I tweeted this out from the Rocket or the Dream Take Twitter account. You can follow us at the Dream Take on Twitter. Watching this Rockets team night in and night out is not for the faint of heart. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to watch this team compete against other NBA teams because they're so outmanned, right? And they play their hearts out. I got to give them credit for that. Jayshon Tate plays the game of basketball about as hard as anybody I have ever seen before. And I'm talking about, I've been on this earth for 30 years. How hard he plays night in and night out is impressive. It's something that you simply don't find every day. It's very, very hard to find a guy that plays as hard as Jayshon Tate does. The team just plays they don't give up. They don't quit. They simply just don't have enough talent on this team to compete with the teams that they're playing. You know, you talk about, you know, last night they lose to the Clippers by 5 points. They lost 109 to 104. You know, they lost tonight by 13 points, but a back-to-back against, you know, the clip where you play the Clippers at home and then you go on the road to Denver on the second night of a back-to-back. It's not easy to play in Denver because of the altitude at any time, but especially on a second night of a back-to-back. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And especially with, you know, not playing with the guys that we just talked about, it's nearly an impossible ask of this team at this point in the year. And when you look at the remaining schedule for the Rockets, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got 12 games left. You've got the Timberwolves. If you look at the remaining schedule, right, you've got, and Jerry Jones says, Jayshon Tate is our Lou Dort. I think Jayshon Tate has a much higher ceiling than Lou Dort, just personally. But I get where you're coming from with that comparison, and I like that comparison a lot. But the ceiling for Jayshon Tate is significantly higher than Lou Dort. I think Lou Dort is a really good defender. I don't think he'll ever be a top flight offensive type player. I think Jayshon Tate, the ceiling is the sky for this kid. I mean, there is no ceiling for Jayshon Tate. The more I watch Jayshon Tate, you know, taking on more of the point guard duties when he has to, Jayshon Tate reminds me of Draymond Green. I think Jayshon Tate can be an elite defender in this league. I think Jayshon Tate has more offensive game than Draymond Green does. I think he can do more things with the ball in his hand than Draymond Green can. I think Draymond Green got as much love in the league because the type of system he was playing in. I mean, when you're playing alongside, you know, the likes of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant. I mean, it's really, really difficult to not succeed in a system like that. But I like Draymond. I love Draymond Green. I would love to have Draymond Green on this team. But I don't think that that's going to be an option, unfortunately. So looking at the last 12 games of the year, the Rockets' record as of tonight, I'm trying to see if I can find their record. So the Rockets moved to 15-46 on the year. So they've got 15 wins under their belt. When you look at the remaining schedule, okay, so they play, we have two nights off, the next two nights off. You look at, they play the Timberwolves at home on Tuesday. I believe that's a winnable game for the Rockets. They then play Thursday against the Bucks. That's a loss. Then they play the Warriors at home. So the Rockets have a five-game homestand coming up. The Timberwolves is a winnable game. The Bucks, they will lose that game. The Warriors at home, they will lose that game. The Knicks at home, they will lose that game. The 76ers at home, they will lose that game. Then they go on the road for three. Bucks, Jazz, or they go on the road for four. Bucks, Jazz, Timberwolves, Lakers. Four more losses. Then they end the season with the Clippers at home. It depends on seeding, but I think the Clippers are going to be resting some of their guys, I imagine. And then they end the season at the Hawks. Of the 11 games, I would be shocked if the Rockets win more than two games in that schedule. That's a brutal schedule. You know, the Warriors need the win. I mean, basically everybody that they're playing is going to be in the playoffs, besides the Timberwolves, Bucks, Warriors, Knicks, 76ers, Jazz, Blazers, Lakers, Clippers, Hawks. All of those teams are going to go to the playoffs. So, and the Rockets are the worst team in the league. So let's say they win two out of those 12 games. That'll end the season with the Rockets having only 17 wins. I believe if they go 2-10 over the next 12 games, they're going to be in a prime position to draft first overall in the NBA draft. And that would be a huge win for this franchise. I don't believe in things like a franchise deserves this or they don't deserve this. You know, when you talk about the number one pick in the draft, like saying that the Rockets deserve the number one pick. I don't believe that. I believe that the Rockets had some things go this season that could not have been avoided. You know, losing a guy, you know, trading James Harden. They didn't have to trade James Harden. They decided to trade James Harden. But, the trading of Victor Oladipo, I think you had to trade Victor Oladipo. I think that the Rockets could benefit tremendously from the number one pick in the draft. And I think that going 2-10 in the last 12 games will put them in about as good a position as you could ask for in in the NBA lottery. So that's something to look at over the next 12 games, is putting yourself in the best possible position for the draft. I feel like, you know, sitting Christian Wood for a significant amount of those games is probably going to happen. Kevin Porter Jr. is still in the COVID protocol for his actions in the Sterling Brown incident that happened at the strip club while the team was in Miami. So look for those things over the next couple weeks. I do want to highlight a couple notes that I had written down after the game this evening. Armani Brooks, sharpshooter. You know, he played 43 minutes tonight because the Rockets were so they're depleted. Their rotation is depleted. One thing with him this summer, number one, he's got to get stronger. Number two, if he's wide open, very few times will he miss a three-point shot. But what I've noticed is when he's contested, he has a really hard time hitting a jump shot. So he's got to work on that this offseason. Multiple times tonight, he only went 3 of 11 from the three-point line. When he's contested, he's got to work on the ability of getting a more fluid shot, a more fluid shooting motion, you know, with that. Okay, Jerry Jones asks, is Silas here next year? That's a really silly question, Jerry. I appreciate all the feedback from all of our listeners. Anybody who realistically looks at Silas and says that he's done a bad job or he shouldn't be here, I think it's a silly notion. It's a silly question. Not to rain on the parade of that question, but if the Rockets get rid of Steven Silas, they will look stupid, because I think things that he has done this year, I think he's made the best out of a really crappy situation, quite honestly. You know, when he signed on to coach this team, he, you know, thought he was going to be coaching James Harden and Eric Gordon and Russell Westbrook and Daniel House and established veterans on this team. And he simply hasn't had the ability to do that. So I 100 million percent, Steven Silas will be here next year. The only evidence you need to look at is what Christian Wood said, who said that he came to Houston because of Steven Silas. And I feel like Steven Silas is the right guy for this job. People who are familiar with Steven Silas's work, you know, one of the big benefits of bringing him in to be the next head coach of this team was his time in Dallas and the impact that he had on their young talent, you know, i.e. Kristaps Porzingis, Luka Doncic, Tim Hardaway Jr., Maxi Klebler, guys like that who upped their game because Steven Silas was credited with a lot of their development. A follow-up question from, you know, Jerry, will Silas be here the next time we make the playoffs? Absolutely. Because I will go out on a limb, Jerry, and I will say this. I feel like if the Rockets get the number one pick, this could very easily be a playoff team next season. There's no reason that the Rockets couldn't make the playoffs next year. There's no reason that the Rockets can't be a top eight team, you know, next year. You're talking about you bring in Cade Cunningham. You have Christian Wood. If they either re-sign Kelly Olynyk or they bring in a guy like John Collins, you still have Daniel House. You still have Eric Gordon. If you can find a way to bring back David Nwaba, who I feel like was a big part of this team, you still have Kevin Porter Jr. You have KJ Martin Jr., who I feel like will take a next step in his development next year. Absolutely, I feel like Steven Silas is going to be the head coach the next time this team makes the playoffs. Because even if the Rockets don't get the number one pick, even if they get land in the top four and they're able to keep their pick and they can sign an impact guy, I feel like if the Rockets come out of the draft with either Evan Mobley, Jalen Green, Jalen Suggs, or Cade Cunningham, that's a huge win for this franchise. So I do feel like the Rockets would have a really good shot at making the playoffs next season if they can stay healthy and, you know, if they can find a way to bring in an impactful free agent, you know, i.e. a John Collins or re-sign a Kelly Olynyk. One guy that I want to highlight a little bit, and when Jeremy Brenner and I did the show a couple weeks ago at the trade deadline and the Rockets brought in DJ Wilson. DJ Wilson is a guy that I was excited about when the Rockets acquired him from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's got really good size. You know, he's 6'10". Tonight he showed it the ability to take his guy off the dribble. And yes, he spent a majority of the game playing against, you know, backups for the most part for the Nuggets. But DJ Wilson is a perfect example of a guy that the Rockets should want to have as a part of their team. I don't feel like he would ever cost too much money. He's not a guy that you would need to pay, you know, upwards of $7 to $10 million a year. But he, as 6'10", backup, power forward, I see absolutely no reason that DJ Wilson should not be a part of the Rockets rotation going into next season. You can clearly tell he's a try-hard guy. He's a guy that'll do anything that the coaching staff asks him to do. And let's be honest, the Rockets need cheap, young talent to bring into this organization, bring into, or I should say, onto this roster and develop with the stars of the team, which are going to be Christian Wood, Kevin Porter Jr., Jayshon Tate. I don't, you know, Jayshon Tate. This team is, people who want to dog on this team, and I get it. I hear it every single day. I see it on Twitter every single day. Any of the fans that are still following the team saying this team is trash or this team sucks. Well, yeah, the team sucks right now because when you're down, you know, your best big man, Christian Wood, your sixth man, Eric Gordon, David Nwaba, Sterling Brown, DJ Augustine, John Wall. I mean, it's absolutely impossible for a team to withstand that amount of injuries and still remain a winning team. I mean, it's impossible, you know, to do that. So, looking ahead to the next game, the Rockets do have the next couple of days off. They will be back at it on Tuesday. Let me see here. Yeah, Tuesday evening inside of Toyota Center against the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, a game that the Timberwolves are going to be looking to lose to improve their draft stock. So will the Rockets. So hopefully the Rockets keep it competitive and find a way to not win to help, you know, their own draft stock, if you will. But yes, so Tuesday night, we will be back on Locker Room with Jeremy Brenner. And then on, we'll go ahead and let everybody know on the Twitter account where to find all of the post-game shows for this evening, or excuse me, for this week at some point, either tomorrow or Monday. This has been another episode of the Dream Shakes, the Dream Take podcast. Make sure to head over to Twitter. You can follow me personally on Twitter at BSW_MB. You can follow the Dream Take on Twitter at the Dream Take. Make sure to follow the mothership of the Dream Take podcast, the Dream Shake, on Twitter at Dream Shake SBN. Follow the Dream Shake on Facebook as well at the Dream Shake. Angelito, it is always a pleasure to be on with you guys post game. Absolutely love it. Thank you to all of our incredible listeners who listen to the show night in and night out. We love you guys. Make sure to follow my co-pilot, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, at JeremyBrenner. Until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets!